up your heads and look at the screen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thankful for our overhead projector. I'm thankful for the folks that run it. Amen. Praise the Lord. It don't just happen by itself. Praise the Lord. Appreciate those that are able to run the overhead projector and put all those things up there. Praise the Lord. All right. You ain't put my title up there yet, have you? Okay, thank you. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 24 and verse number 49 is our text tonight. And also then I'm going to go all the way back to Genesis chapter number 1 here tonight. Luke chapter 24, verse number 49, Jesus Christ is speaking to his disciples. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Now Genesis chapter number 1 and verses 1 through 3. That one ought to be pretty easy to find. Amen. Won't have to go to the contents or the front of the Bible to find that one. You just, when you get there, you're there. Amen. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form, void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen. Praise our God. You may be seated again tonight. Thank you for standing for the reading of our text, reading of God's word here tonight. Praise the Lord. In verse number 2 there in Genesis chapter 1, it says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And as I have read after different commentators and different ones have expressed the understanding of this statement, It's like the Spirit of God was just sitting there, hovering over the water, just waiting for something to be said. And then he did it. Whew. Keep that in mind here tonight, because I want to preach on potentially kinetic. Doing a little science study here tonight, not a one that's in-depth. I don't have the knowledge to do an in-depth science study, but potential energy and kinetic energy. How many students remember seeing that somewhere in a science book? You're a long time ago student. I was looking for younger students, you know, just like this year, you know. Potential energy, and it's amazing. The definition of potential energy is very interesting to me, and this is where this kind of began and how this message started getting put together. I was looking up potential energy, and potential energy is stored energy, while kinetic energy is energy of motion. Now, potential energy is the energy held by an object because of its position relative to other objects or stresses within itself. Potential energy is really not visible in its sense. Potential energy, a simple illustration, is one that I read. You have a car parked on top of a hill. The car has potential energy. But the moment you throw that car into neutral, shove it down the hill, that potential energy turns into kinetic energy, a force, a movement. And that's what kinetic energy is all about. And so we see what potential energy is used, or when potential energy is used, it is converted into kinetic energy. You can think of potential energy as kinetic energy waiting to happen. Whoa. Glory. In the beginning, And the Spirit of God was potential energy upon the face of the waters. Glory. Glory. He's there. He's just waiting for something to be said. And then God said, "Let there be light." And the Spirit of God, there was light. Became kinetic energy. Hallelujah. If you will, potential power. Kinetic power. Energy, power, synonymous. You see, you and I have access to both. We probably use potential energy more than we display kinetic energy. Praise God. Now, the text that I read in Luke chapter 24 and verse number 49, it says, "Behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem," potential energy, "until you be endued with power from on high," on Acts chapter 2, verse number 1, and they were filled, Acts chapter 2. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utter kinetic energy. When the Spirit of God came into that room, many scholars and commentators describe it like this: that cloud of fire came into that room as a ball of fire, and then it split and rests upon each one of them. Woo! Just kind of like in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. They were tarrying, they were waiting, potential energy filled the room. But the Spirit of God came and they responded and moved with the Spirit of God, and kinetic energy filled the people. Hallelujah. And filled the house. Glory to God. And so everything about God is potentially kinetic. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory to our God. You see, the reason for that, because you and I, as a child of God, are going to need that kinetic energy, that kinetic power from time to time as we live on the face of this earth and we live for the glory of God and the kingdom of God. We are going to face adversaries. We are going to face trials. We're going to face temptations. We are called to fight. The power we fight with is not of ourselves. The power we fight with is the kinetic power of God. Hallelujah. Not the potential power of God, but the kinetic power of God. There's got to be some type of action involved. There's got to be some type of movement involved. There's got to be some type of response to when God speaks for the kinetic power to be manifest or move in our lives or the lives of someone else. Woo, hallelujah, praise God. Now in 1 Timothy 6 and 12, it says, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses." We're called to fight. Fight the good fight of faith. Now we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 and 6. It says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." Kinetic energy. Kinetic power. Hallelujah. When you and I begin to engage in our warfare, it's a mighty warfare. It's a warfare of prayer. It's a warfare of praise. It's a warfare of being saturated and washed in the water of God's Word. Hallelujah. These are just different terminologies in the Bible. Hallelujah. And so then our warfare is not against people. Our warfare is against the powers behind the people, the powers influencing the people. Whether it be they be misled by a false teacher, whether they be misled by a philosopher or a humanist or an atheist or any other religion under the sun. Minds can be moved. Minds can be changed. Minds can be warped. It's just the reality. Whatever people are doing, they are doing it because, number one, they were either taught that or some spirit spoke it to them or somebody else they admired was doing it that way, and they chose to do it that way. Everything that is done on the face of this earth is done by the choice of someone. That's why you don't have to do what you do, because you can choose not to do it. Now, sometimes it's a little harder because if it's something that's been ingrained in us, like we would call it a tradition, and there are traditions of the world. There are traditions of families. There are traditions of everything and anything. And traditions in themselves are not wrong unless they do not line up with God's Word. Then that tradition needs to be chunked and a new one put in its place. Hallelujah. And we're going to need that kinetic power to get that done. Not the potential power, just God with us. But God in us working the will of God. That's the kinetic power that I'm after here tonight. That's the power that God's after in believers. Hallelujah. This is why Jesus Christ told his disciples to go tarry in Jerusalem. Go tarry there. Go wait there until you be endued with power from on high. Hallelujah. In other words, just sitting in the presence of the Lord is a good thing. But that's potential energy. But if we're wanting to see God move in His power, then there's going to have to be a movement with that power. Now, I don't have this in my notes, but I'm going to bring it into the picture here. The gifts of the Holy Ghost are potential energy just waiting to become kinetic energy. They're all given as the Spirit wills. So that means the Spirit of God's there. If you will hear, Jesus Christ said, where two or three are gathered together, there I am in the midst of them. All we have to do is come together and we got potential energy. Woo! Hallelujah. Glory. It's almost like static electricity sometimes. You just know God's in the house. Hallelujah. But ain't nothing happening yet, but you know He's here. Woo! Praise God. What is that? That's potential energy. God's in the house. It's His promise. He's with His people. Hallelujah. But when you and I then begin to focus and you and I begin to draw nigh and you and I begin to become sensitive to that potential energy, that's when He begins to speak to our hearts, to our minds, to our souls, and then kinetic energy, it becomes displayed. Because movement is kinetic energy. Hallelujah. This is potential. But this is kinetic. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's kinetic energy. Why? Because that potential energy is just building up, and kinetic energy's got to happen. Hallelujah. You push the car down the hill, kinetic energy just has to happen. Hallelujah. And so we see then the reality. We are in a warfare. We are fighting battles. The battles are not carnally won. They're not fighting flesh. But we have to be ready for the kinetic energy. We've got to be ready, having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Hallelujah. In other words, allowing potential energy to become kinetic energy in your personal life, which transforms your life, hallelujah, into the image of Christ, and then being ready to help someone else have the same kinetic energy experience. Woo, praise be to our God. Hallelujah. Glory. Now, Romans 8 and 12 says it again. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. To be led by the Spirit of God is to allow the Spirit to bring potential energy into kinetic energy. To bring the presence of God that's in your life, for Christ lives in me. But to bring it into a kinetic power, then He lives through me also. Hallelujah. See, it's one thing for Him to be in me, but is He being displayed through me? Hallelujah. Are my actions portraying Christ? Are my actions exalting Christ? Are my actions actually kinetic energy? Or are my actions not even potential energy? Because if I live after the flesh, there is no energy. I die. What happens to your car when the battery loses all of its energy? We say it's dead. We turn the key and nothing happens. We say, oh, my battery's dead. Why? Because there's no power there. Woo! Hallelujah. Praise our God. You see, but the children of God don't have dead batteries. Hallelujah. The children of God have potential energy that is always ready to be transformed into kinetic energy. Hallelujah. Praise God. Letting the Spirit of God dwell in us. Being filled with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Kinetic energy happens. Movement begins to happen. As the Spirit of God fills our soul, there will be, in the Bible, it tells us that physical initial evidence, in other words, the first thing that ever happened when the Spirit of God filled a soul is they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. That's why we call it the initial physical evidence, because that's what happened the very first time the Spirit of God filled an individual, they spoke in tongues. Now, that was not the end of kinetic energy. That was not the last time they spoke in tongues. And that was not the limit of the power of an almighty God. It was just the initial physical evidence that was seen and heard by all that were around there. And I want you to realize with me tonight, even though 3,000 were saved, there was way more than 3,000 in the city that day. Yeah. So we always say 3,000 were saved. That 3,000 possibly came out of 100,000. Put your pencil to that, and what percentage did you get? So your percentage is low even on the day of Pentecost. But the power is still there, and the power is still real. And those that respond to that spark, those that respond to that potential energy, because every one of those individuals sitting out there had potential energy setting upon them. Bible says they were pricked in their hearts. But 3,000 responded to that prick. But the whole multitude had potential energy. But only 3,000 had kinetic and responded to the words preached. Woo, hallelujah. And kinetic energy was displayed. What must we do? Hallelujah. And they responded in humbling their hearts and asking. And they believed. And they were saved. And filled with the Holy Ghost. And they were baptized in water. And they're part of the church. Hallelujah. And their journey had begun in this kinetic power of God. The energy of God, the Holy Ghost of God. Galatians 5:16, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. I have found, Brother Fields probably can relate to this, and Brother Cisneros, and some different ones. I have found if your battery in your vehicle continually goes dead, then there's probably a source that's draining that battery. Now, our church bus out here has this problem. You leave it set for a period of time and the battery will go dead. I think that it's possibly because there's actually a spare battery on the side of the frame of the bus that is still hooked to the main battery, but that spare battery is deader than a hammer and always probably pulls the juice out of the good battery trying to charge itself, but it's dead beyond repair. You don't want to get to that point of dead beyond repair. You want to learn what's pulling the source of power out of the battery. And so I just haven't crawled under there and unhooked that battery yet. But I know the problem. And you know, that's the way it is sometimes in our Christian lives. We seem to get carnal more than we get spiritual. And we seem to be more fleshy than we are spiritual, because something's draining the kinetic energy out of our lives. And something's possibly even draining the potential energy out of our lives. And we're going to have to get serious and find out what it is so that we can maintain potential energy that's just there. You see, that's what a battery has. A battery has potential energy. And the moment you crank the key over, kinetic energy is released and the starter begins to whirl and the engine begins to run. Hallelujah. And the minute you let off of that, the battery goes back to a state of now being charged with potential energy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Aren't you thankful that you and I have the house of God? Hallelujah. To recharge our potential energy. To be a place where kinetic energy can move in our lives. Hallelujah. And so everything about the kingdom of God, you will find this, I believe you will, is always potentially kinetic. Because when God begins to speak, then things begin to happen. When men and women begin to respond to God speaking, that's when it happens in their lives. Hallelujah. That's when they are moved and they are changed and they are transformed, or that's when they are used by God and someone else then is moved and someone else is then transformed. Hallelujah. But it's going to take power to get it done. Hallelujah. And that's why Jesus told his disciples to go tarry in Jerusalem till you be endued with power from on high, because it wasn't just to go preach. That was their commission. That is our commission. But that was not the total limitations of that power. Because we find then, as the disciples begin to go out, and as the first seven deacons begin to go out, we find that then that kinetic energy begins to move, and there's revival in Samaria as Philip preaches and his miracles are performed. What is that? That's kinetic energy. Hallelujah. That's God having his way. That's men and women responding to the potential energy, hallelujah, that was created because Philip was responding to the potential energy and producing kinetic energy, and thus it produced potential energy in the hearers, and when they moved with it, it became kinetic energy. Wow. I don't know. I don't know about you, but I thought that, man, this is pretty awesome, because this, God created all things, and so that means God created potential energy and God created kinetic energy and every other energy that's out there. But these two just seem to really line up for tonight in this message to help me see and help me realize from a scientific standpoint, if you will, just how desperately we need God's power moving in our lives if we want to be victorious, if we want to be conquerors. And this is where I'm going to try to close here tonight already, believe it or not. I said try. Woo, hallelujah. Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Wow. Kind of reminds me of Gideon. You know, Gideon saying, that's not me. When the Lord was saying, you're a valiant man, you're a valiant warrior, you know. And Gideon saying, huh, no, that's That's not me. You got the wrong guy. I don't know about anybody else that was called to preach, but I used that line myself, just like Gideon. No, Lord, that's not me. You got the wrong guy. Oh, yeah. But what was it? Because God was moving, potential energy was there. And when Gideon would begin to start listening to what God was saying instead of what Gideon was thinking, see, there was the problem, you know. I mean, this was all new to Gideon. Hey, I've been there. Baptism in the Holy Ghost at one point in my life was all new to me, you know. And you know, when God's saying things, I'm saying, no. It was me that was hindering me. It wasn't the devil. It wasn't someone else. It was just me, you know, my mind, what I thought and how I thought about it, what I thought it ought to be. I mean, all that just kept me from the kinetic energy. Because the potential energy was there because I wanted to be filled with the Spirit of God. I knew it was God's Word. I knew it was from God. I knew that that's what I needed. And so the potential energy was there. I just couldn't make it to the kinetic energy because of my own thoughts, because of my own preconceived ideas, my own fears, see? So the potential energy was there all the time until that one night when I just pressed past all my own thoughts and just broke before God, and it became kinetic energy. And I began to speak in an unknown tongue. Hallelujah. Whoa. And then I just stopped. And it scared me to death. And I had to wait several more days before church. But I done thought I'd made a mistake and done something wrong. I just didn't know. I didn't know what it was going to be like. I didn't know what it was going to sound like. I didn't know. It was beyond my mind's understanding. But when I cast aside my own understanding and just let God begin to move, kinetic energy began to flow. The power began to flow. Hallelujah. You see, I was kneeling there more than a conqueror. I just hadn't experienced it yet. Hallelujah. And when I finally came to the fullness that I was on the right track, and that was God filling me with the Holy Ghost, then I stepped into that kinetic energy and I walked there for quite a while. Hallelujah. Praise God, because it was the greatest experience in my life since my salvation. It just amplified my salvation experience. Hallelujah. I didn't think it could get any better than getting saved, but it's just because I didn't know any better. I hadn't experienced being filled with the Holy Ghost yet. Hallelujah. And when I got filled with the Holy Ghost, I realized, hallelujah, the greater power that God had for my life and the greater communication that I now had with God. And now potential energy had become kinetic energy, and kinetic energy has far more power than potential energy does. Woo! Because something's moving. Something's happening in kinetic energy. Amen. If you will, I was sitting on the hill, wanting to go down, but I just wouldn't go. But then just that extra measure of faith, that evangelist that Sunday morning, when he said, "Brother Pepper, that's the Holy Ghost," I kicked all stops and down the hill I went. Woo, hallelujah, speaking in tongues, worshiping God, praising God, kinetic energy had happened. Hallelujah. You see, a lot of times we stop just short of kinetic energy. Potential energy's there. We feel God. We know it's God. We're right there. We're gritting our teeth. Sometimes I was. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're in conflict because we're just not sure. But you're going to have to kick out all the stops. Go ahead and roll down the hill, and you'll have kinetic energy going on. You'll be filled with the Holy Ghost. You'll come up speaking in tongues. You won't understand it. Don't even try. Hallelujah, because you won't understand it at all. I don't know about you. Sometimes I try to figure out what people are speaking. I wonder what language that is. I know Brother French has been in Mexico, in the depths of Mexico, in the little villages, and nobody there knows how to speak English, and there's a little boy over there speaking in English. Just praising God, worshiping God, magnifying God in English. Everybody else in the church has no idea what's going on. But Brother French did. He's going, wow. That little Mexican person was speaking in tongues, and they were speaking in English. I remember Brother French being in 502 East 4th. There was a message in tongues given, and he understood it because it was in a language that he knew. Nobody else did. It was in Spanish. Nobody else knew it. But he did, and he heard every word of it. And it was for him. It was specifically for him. And it just, it lifted his countenance. It just gave him that strength he was needing to keep pressing on. Keep going on. Hallelujah. Nobody else in the service knew what was going on until after service is over and he began to share what had transpired. So yeah, sometimes I wonder what language that is. Who was it? Just the other day said 7,700 different languages. Somebody was talking to me. Yeah, there's thousands of languages, whether I speak with tongues of men or tongues of angels, and have not charity. What is charity? How do we get over there, Brother Pepper? Charity is kinetic energy. Charity is loving the Lord, all my heart, all my soul, all my strength, all my mind. Charity is kinetic energy. It's God in action in my life. Hallelujah. In my personal life. See, the kinetic energy can show up when you're witnessing and you're out sharing the gospel, and God can give you a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom to speak to someone. And they know that you have no idea what you're talking about and that you didn't know anything. They know God's talking to them. Those are wonderful times, church. Hallelujah. But that comes when we are having kinetic energy going on in our lives by going out. Hallelujah. By reaching out, by making ourselves available, just not living in potential energy. You see, this is where Paul said, if you're going to live in the Spirit, then walk in the Spirit. What is living in the Spirit? That's just enjoying the presence of God, but never moving. Never moving. Potential energy. You know, that's sometimes those individuals say, oh, wasn't that a great service? Wasn't that a grand service? But they never got in. They just enjoyed the potential energy, the presence of God. You know, it's just been said, these little children, they sense that potential energy. But we've come together so that kinetic energy can begin to flow. Hallelujah. Where does that happen? It happens in worship. Happens in praise. Praise God. It happens in responding to God's word around an altar of prayer. I mean, that potential energy just turns into kinetic energy. Hallelujah. It happens in the hospital when you pray for those that are in the hospital and God comes by and touches them. What is that? That was potential energy. Become kinetic energy. Hallelujah. Praise God. I mean, that's just what it's all about, is loosing kinetic energy into our lives. Because every circumstance, every trial, every temptation is potentially kinetic. Wow. If we start looking at these circumstances and these situations as opportunities for God's power to be revealed, what is that? Potentially kinetic. Oh, glory to our God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. And so the Spirit of God in Genesis chapter 1 just waiting. Potential energy. And then God said, and kinetic energy created. That's the God we serve, church. That's the God we serve. Hallelujah. And that's why Jesus said, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock, the door shall be open. Hallelujah. Because what is it that actually releases the kinetic energy? Faith. What is faith? Responding to God's word positively. This old equation, divine inspiration plus positive human response equals supernatural kinetic energy. Praise our God. Let's stand together. Going to have a piano player. Everything, every situation, every circumstance, can't emphasize it enough, is potentially kinetic. Opportunity for God to show forth his mighty hand. Because he loves mankind. And he loves to display his power and his glory. We've got to remember that. He loves to do it. We don't have to beg for it, church. God loves to move with kinetic energy. Hallelujah. And he is always potential energy. Always. But it's our faith, our voice, our response that transforms it to kinetic energy, kinetic power. Hallelujah. Praise be to our God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise our God. I want to do something a little different here tonight, if we could. I want us to just come, stand, line up across the front of the church here tonight. Just find your place, line up around the walls. Hallelujah. Now, if you need special prayer tonight, Brother Lucas, I want you to come. If you're here tonight, if you need special prayer, come right down here in front. Right.